National Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
Youths urge to respect office of the president. Agriculture expert warns government against delayed payments to farmers. And hundreds are charged with treason in Tanzania. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Battle cry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambu has urged young people across the country to respect the office of the president. This follows an incident in Chingola district of the Copperbelt province where a group of youths threw stones at President Hakainde Hichilema while he was addressing the public on the recent fire incident at Chiwempala Market. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambu condemned the unruly behavior, describing it as contrary to Zambia's cultural values and Christian principles. "It is quite unfortunate that the youths resorted to such actions," said Apostle Mayambu. He added that while the youths may have grievances, dialogue remains the most appropriate way to express our concerns to the head of state. Meanwhile, Apostle Mayambu expressed concern that some stakeholders, particularly politicians, appear to be encouraging such behavior among the young people. He has since called on the church and all well-meaning Zambians to condemn the act, warning that such conduct undermines national unity and democratic progress.
"One of the key things is the aspect of dialogue, and it is quite unfortunate that, you know, we are seeing people, even in the country, some people getting excited what happened in Chipola. I think that is not the right way. We want to see that the church should rise to condemn political leaders from different political parties must rise to condemn, because that is not the way we ought to move as a nation. If there is an issue, dialogue is one of the key things we must always embrace as a nation."
United Party for National Development, Lusaka Province Chairperson Ovias Moliteta, has described the incident in which stones were thrown at President Hakainde Hichilema in Chingola as politically motivated. Mr. Moliteta said the party is aware that some politicians sponsored youths to carry out the attack on the head of state. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Moliteta has therefore advised the opposition that elections are won through the ballot and not through violence. "The behavior exhibited by the youths was uncalled for, and there is nothing special about the youths in Chingola to justify such conduct," said Mr. Moliteta. He questioned the alertness of the police during the incident, describing it as a coordinated act of violence. Mr. Moliteta urged the police to redeem themselves by ensuring that all the perpetrators are arrested and brought to book. Meanwhile, Mr. Moliteta has called for introspection within the police service, stating that some officers appear unfit to serve in the service following the incident. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has warned that government risks discouraging farmers from delivering their maize to the Food Reserve Agency FRA if it continues delaying payments. Mr. Banda said that while government often emphasizes the importance of farmers supplying maize to the agency, it consistently fails to pay them on time. Speaking when he featured on Radio Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Mr. Banda urged the government to stop taking farmers for granted. "There is no way farmers should be made to wait for payments every year when the rains have already started," said Mr. Banda. He cautioned that failure to address this issue could push farmers to either switch to other crops or seek alternative markets. Mr. Banda stressed the need for government to prioritize farmers' welfare, noting that ensuring timely payments is key to maintaining national food security and sustaining the agriculture sector's viability. Health expert Teddy Mlenga has urged the public not to panic over the newly introduced injectable antiretroviral ARV for HIV prevention, saying it possesses the same properties as other ARVs already available on the market. Recently, the Minister of Health announced the registration of long-acting injectable ARV known as lenacapavir, LEN, by the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, describing it as a major milestone in the fight against HIV. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Osaka, Dr. Mlenga explained that the injectable drug had previously been available in oral form at some Zambian medical facilities. "The injectable drug that was introduced was used in oral form in Zambia Although not widely, and facilities such as UTH and Dollar Central Hospital had it earlier, said Dr. Mlenga. He added that like other ARVs, lenacapavir may cause mild allergic reactions, rashes or diarrhea effects that are already familiar to the public. Dr. Mlenga further noted that the injectable treatment is expected to improve adherence to HIV prevention, as taking daily pills can be challenging for many people, while two injections per year offer a more convenient and sustainable option. We now join Chela Silwambo with the latest on the money markets.
It's a good afternoon to our listeners on your morning radio station. Addition on the business side as usual on a Monday. Just straight into the pound 1.31, euro 1.15, as in Japanese yen on 178. The Chinese 7.11, 88.69 Indian rupee, 17.18 East African rand. And commodity side, I'm looking at the maize corn on 429.28 a ton, 534 that is wheat 62, or 6 cocoa lovers and 1128 that's soybeans. I've seen the gold price going up 4081.82 an ounce. And the copper 10.821.15 nickel, and I'm looking at our Brent crude on 64.1 360.25. That is jet for you, and of course the Dow Jones on 9777 6.9. That is FTSE 100 Dow Jones 4728 and Spotify Stock Exchange 25375.2. That I'm 225375.64. I'm afraid the Kwacha, my prediction Friday was it to hit 23, just hit 23 as of now. I'm seeing FNB popping up their message, and I've seen Zanaco on 2298. The depreciation there is minimal. It's normal for the next 6 weeks until we end Christmas. Enjoy your entire lunch. It is bye-bye Kwacha heading into 23. It won't go be above. I think it's Ruben just after moving. And the mind for this week of TVs, we have bond application, tax obligation, and many more coming our way. Enjoy your lunch. It is bye-bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In foreign news, authorities in Tanzania have charged hundreds of people with treason over demonstrations around disputed polls last month in a major escalation of political tension as the country reels from violence in which an unknown number of people were killed. In addition to dozens criminally charged in Dar es Salaam, dozens more face similar treason charges elsewhere in the East African nation, according to numerous charge sheets that became publicly available on Saturday. Wanted suspects include Josephat Gwajima, an influential preacher who had his church deregistered earlier this year after he criticized government over rights abuses. Police also issued arrest warrants for some of the top opposition officials who hadn't yet been jailed. Coming up shortly, hundreds turn out for anti-pollution protests in Delhi. This and more, stay tuned.
Cancer of the blood. Blood cancer is a widely used term for blood, bone marrow, and lymphatic cancer. Mostly, this cancer starts from the bone marrow. In this cancer, the development of blood cells gets disturbed by unrestrained growth of abnormal blood cells. There are no specific known causes of this malignancy, but some common symptoms include fevers, night sweating, enlarged lymph nodes, fatigue, and tiredness. Approximately one-third of all cancers diagnosed in children are blood cancer. A regular checkup can make all the difference. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Hundreds of people in Delhi took to the streets on Saturday to protest against pollution as air quietly continues to worsen in India's capital and surrounding areas. People of all ages, including children, held banners and shouted slogans demanding that the government take action to curb pollution, which is touching severe levels. People of all ages, including children, held banners and shouted slogans demanding that government take action to curb pollution, which is touching severe levels. Around 80 people were briefly detained by the police, who said the protesters did not have permission to gather near Indian Gate, a landmark in the city. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Agriculture expert Gilbert Banda has warned that government risks discouraging farmers from delivering their maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, if it continues delaying payments. Battle cry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambu has urged young people across the country to respect the office of the president. And authorities in Tanzania have charged hundreds of people with treason over demonstrations around disputed polls last month.